podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Lester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City. Tune in and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
All right, Chris.
All right there. How the devil are we? Ignore that. Don't want to get you excited. This is Leicester Till I Die TV, available on YouTube. Leicester Till I Die TV. And if you are on that, this is what I should have put up. Please give us a subscribe, smash that like button, and click the notification bell as well. It does help us. And if you are listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, thank you so very, very much. It means a lot. Like I say, this is Leicester Till I Die. And as I've just said, this is where you can find us.
Watch us on YouTube. Listen on your favourite podcast platform. Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
And don't forget, we are also now on Twitch and TikTok at LTID TV. Put your hands up if you've not made a signing yet this season at your club. Yeah, we're supposed to be having a rebuild. Just refresh my mind. We're having this rebuild, says Brendan, a while ago. Now, I don't know whether he's got Polish builders in or what, or where they're from, because it's not started. I mean, has the council come in again? Yeah, you can't have planning permission for that, Brendan. I don't know, but it is getting a little bit concerning. And all right. You know, it's early days yet, blah, blah, blah. But when you're seeing all these people you are linked with ending up at other clubs, that is the worrying bit for me anyway. Doug, good evening, sir. How the devil are you? Getting ready for his wedding rehearsal on Wednesday. Good luck with that, mate. Hope it all goes well. And don't rehearse anybody sat further back going, I object. But no, good luck on Wednesday with your rehearsal, mate. Hope it all goes well. Excuse me. So let us have a look at some of the news. We're going to have a look, first of all, at, well, it's been a quiet day down Filbert Way again. We'll have a look at what else is going on in the Premier League today. As I can just see coming up on Sky Sports, West Ham have signed Areola, the goalkeeper, on a permanent deal. 7.75 million on a 5-year contract. I think they've got a good deal there. So, but this is the gentleman. Everybody wants him. Funny that, because nobody wanted him in January. Nobody was willing to take the chance. Well, I was quite expecting him to turn around and go, bugger off, I'm going to stop at Brentford, because they wanted me. I mean, he could do a lot worse at Brentford. He'll get any game time he wants. But the talk has all been, will he be going to Manchester United? And according to the papers, and probably Sky Sports as well, choice is basically Man United or Brentford. But that's not to say that other clubs aren't interested, apparently. And it says here, former Tottenham and Brentford midfielder Christian Eriksen is mulling over a contract offer from Leicester City. The 30-year-old has propositions on the table from a number of Premier League clubs after a successful spell at Brentford during the second half of last season. His performances were a pleasant surprise to many after his cardiac arrest suffered during last summer's European Championship. Eriksen will officially become a free agent in just 3 days' time, and according to the Times, is considering offers from Leicester, Everton, Newcastle United and Brentford. So Man United not even listed on that. They say the Dane is in no rush to make a decision on his future, with ambition and the squad building among the factors he will consider. So, a show of ambition from Brendan Rodgers, perhaps in the form of domestic trophies and a return to top four contention, could attract Eriksen. As we see there, no transfers were made by City. Leicester could already find themselves in a strong position because of Eriksen's familiarity with Kasper Schmeichel, Yannick Vestergaard and Daniel Iverson. I have a feeling Daniel... Yannick Vestergaard might be going, don't come here, don't come here, whatever you do. I did, and look what happened to me. Spend tonight, evening, Chris. I think the gates are locked at the KP. No one's allowed in or out. I am wondering. James, oh, he's just saying, hi, Doug. Hi, James. James, good evening. I am well. How the devil are you, sir? Nervous for Wednesday in the quiz? Mm-hmm. We will see. We will see. So wherever Eriksen goes, he will improve their midfield. He will. And if Tielemans doesn't go, does that mean Eriksen doesn't arrive? Can you play Eriksen and Tielemans together? Then what would you do with Ndidi? I suppose it's the formation that Brendan plays, but I just wonder, you know what Brendan's like with his appraisals. But I tell you what, though, if we can get Eriksen in and we get him in very, very early, it will set down a marker to the other Premier League clubs. And it will be saying to them, look, you know, this is where we're at. We have got that ambition, I'm hoping. But who knows? You know, only time will tell. But let us have a look at some other news. I'd love to get Eriksen. Let me know in the chat, would you like to get Eriksen in? I would. So let's have a look at any other transfer. And they say it has been really, really quiet. But let us try and have a look at some of the transfer news here. So we'll go through the local rag today. For four deals, Leicester City must do to avoid the repeat of Youri Tielemans' transfer saga. You see, everybody's saying this about Youri Tielemans and Leicester City. Like, why did we let it get to this stage? Why did we let it go on so long? For over a year, that transfer has been on Tielemans' desk for him, if he wants to sign. We couldn't do anything else. We can't put him in a headlock or his arms behind his back and force him to sign. He's let it get to this stage, not ourselves. And I think that is what happens. And Static, hi, Chris. Yes, it would mean, if it means that fraud Odegaard leaves my football club. Do you not like him? He was better than James Maddison, wasn't he? Let's just go back some. James said, oh, he's nervous for the quiz. Facebook user, hi, Chris. Would I be able to get LFC Charity Shield tickets at King Power, please, dear? I don't know. I've no idea because it's not between Leicester, is it, this season? It's between Man City and Liverpool. And I would hope that most of those tickets will go to Manchester City and Liverpool fans because we haven't got the biggest stadium, 32,000, but it's not a lot of when you come to think there's bigger clubs, stadiums they could have gone to. So I hope most of the tickets go to them, but we shall see. Doug says you would have played me, James. Unfortunately, I had my wedding ceremony rehearsed. You're getting married, Doug? God, I didn't know. I didn't know. James says Everton would have him in a heartbeat. Most fans of other clubs would equally have him 100%. I think they would. I think they would. Static, you know me. I love Maddison. He's the way better than Odegaard. The facts don't lie for this season in the league. And I presume that's Tia saying thank you there. Static, I mean, was that you I saw on camera the other day? I saw somebody on camera and I thought it was you, but you don't normally go on camera, so I don't know. But anyway, getting back to the four. Ericsson, fingers crossed. Newcastle have got the ambition. I'm not sure about Everton at the moment. I'm sorry, James, but not only did they have a bad season, but it was why they had the bad season. They are in the total mess. And I'm not sure if Frank Lampard's the right manager for that, but we shall see. Time will tell. Ant says here, stop making a tit of yourself, Ant. The back page is shame it's not page 3. It's page 7, mate, and the page 7 fella, didn't you know? Anthony, welcome along. We'd swap Odegaard for Maddison plus cash. He was your number one target. Anyway, getting past Ericsson and hoping that he does come to us. I think we've got the ambition. He knows what we've done in recent years. And I think you've got to look at the fact that Leicester are a settled team. Yes, all right, there's the Tillemans thing going on, but we have not had the troubles that Everton have had. You know, we've not had the trouble that Man United's have had. Yes, we had a lot of injuries, but that was our main problem last season. But there we go. But the four deals that they're on about. Kieran Dewsbury-Hall has just signed his minimum 5-year contract and he's the fourth big new deal of 2022 for Leicester City. So this year we have also tied down to long-term contracts Ricardo, Pereira, James Justin and Wesley Fofana. Dewsbury-Hall and Fofana died down to 2027. Ricardo and Justin to 2026. And there were a handful of other players on decent left contracts too. Patson Daka, for example, is another player locked in until 2026. Harvey Barnes, Timothy Castagne, Danny Ward and Daniel Iverson are all under contract till 2025. I mean, when you read that, I know a contract isn't worth the paper it's written on. You might as well write a contract on toilet paper because it's a load of shit. But it just means that if we do lose players, we get a decent price for them, Maddison. So the four City players that could be coming up with the contracts, and it says, obviously, the first one there is the most worrying, James Maddison. His deal runs out in 2024. Yes, it's only 2 years away. It is 2 years away, but look at Youri Tielemans. I mean, you know, we've got into that position with him. Whether he'd want to go or not, I don't know. If we let him go for another year and don't tie him down now, we could end up in another Tielemans situation. I mean, the thing with Maddison is he's changed a lot since he's had his baby. You know, he has matured. Maybe this is something that Gareth Southgate needs to consider. With the season Maddison has had, he arguably deserves a new deal anyway. He has stepped up to a level where he's integral to the team's success and was influential in nearly every game he played from November onwards. You just got to remember when he came, although you could say it was his injury, that when he came back from his injury, he wasn't brilliant at the start. But then was he in the red zone when he was playing? We definitely need to get him tied down to a contract because can you imagine a midfield of him just in front of Ericsson and Tielemans? Oh, my God. It would be, and indeed, he just in front of the defenders. My God, I mean, it's like a porn movie for football fans, that, isn't it? I think so. No, I just said then, Doug, he's on a reasonably long-term contract, so I don't think contract, so I don't think he is. Of course, I had a friend who kept going on at me about only having not having a contract and only having a pay-as-you-go phone. And he used to go, "You've got a pay-as-you-go phone. You've got a pay-as-you-go phone." So I took out a contract and had him killed. I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist it. Are we settled our manager might be gone soon? No, Ant. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No. And don't forget a packet of crisps in the deal. Oh, is it smoky bacon? I'll accept that static. James Dunlop says, 100% agree, Chris. You haven't got any real issues going into the new season. You only need the Tillerman situation resolved sooner rather than later. It is, because we don't need a big squad because we haven't got any European interest in there at all this season. So we've got less games. But, you know, there was this refresh, this rebuild that he kept going on about, Brendan. So I don't know. I don't know. I totally agree about Madison, says Static. It's very sad Southgate cannot see that he is different now compared to a few years ago. Yeah, but I mean, players change, they mature. You know, they start off, as we all know, lots of money, playboys. They go off a little bit naughty. COVID didn't help anybody, and Madison was a bit of a cock. But like I say, he's had the baby, he's settled down. But, you know, Southgate, you know, we discussed that on another show. This is going on too long now, Chris, with Tillemans. But who is Leicester going to get in to replace him? Eriksen? What about Luckman? Is he like, well, again, we're going to come on to him later. What is happening with Luckman? This squad refresh is absolutely BS, says Ant. I've got to be honest with you, Ant. It's kind of looking that way, isn't it? And if we're not going to have it, then you need Brendan to come out and say, look, I was saying that to G the troops up. Decide, Brendan. I mean, the players have come back today, so we've started pre-season training with absolutely no new faces in at all. But Doug says, hello, Anthony Kamara. Anyway, back to these four players we need to get tied down. I keep getting distracted. James Maddison is one. Wilfred Ndidi. Given how often he tops the Premier League's tackles and interceptions charts, it's perhaps a surprise that there's not been more interest from the elite clubs in Ndidi previously shown. You see, again, it's funny, isn't it? That a team, well, it's not funny, I suppose it's actually understandable. You know, when we were challenging for Europe, our players looked good. We were in the top four for 37 weeks of the season, for two seasons. Teams would look at our players and go, yeah, do you know what? Fancy him. Then we have a bad season and suddenly all interest cools off. No, maybe not as good as we thought they were. So maybe not. That'd be great if that was Brendan's plan. Oh, Top, come here. I've got an idea, Top. Come here. Look, we'll have a really shit season, and then everybody will sort of not want our players. Well, you are right with that. I won't get you down. I won't get in relegation problems. Oh, you know, you couldn't make it up, could you? Well, I just did, obviously. Johnny Evans. You know, here's an interesting one. It says apparently he's likely to be the next big one that we sign, or we extend the contract. He's had a season affected by injury, but the club do not feel these will be long-term issues, with Brendan Rodgers even backing him to follow the footsteps of Thiago Silva and retain his quality going into his late 30s. As such, a contract extension is on the cards. He only has a year remaining on his current one, but neither he nor City are ready for this to be his final year at the club. Now, I'm a bit torn with this one. I'm an Evans fan. I can remember his very first game when he signed for us. He was bloody awful. I think this was in the Great Escape year. And I sat there and he came on. I can't remember which the match was, but he was absolutely diabolical. He couldn't have put his foot through a sock that day, I mean. But look at him now. My worry is yes, he hasn't got long-term injury problems, but if he picks up an injury, how long is it going to take him to get over that? Because of his age. We all know as we get older, you know, leg breaks, just cutting your finger. You know, you cut your finger as a 16-year-old and it heals within a couple of days. As a 61-year-old, I'm spouting blood like oil in Texas. You know, it just goes on. And that is my worry with Johnny Evans. So maybe give him a year. Depends who we get in. You know, if we've lost Tarkowski, and that annoys me because we were interested in Tarkowski every season when he was 30 million and we never bought him. Then he was available on a free. We didn't go and get him. And Ant just totally agrees with me there. Give him a 1-year deal after this year if it isn't broken by the end of it. Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think so. And Rennie says, hi, Chris, how the devil are you? I am well, thank you. Obviously, what you've got to consider with Evans, like two things. Let's say one, if he does get injured, how long is it going to be for him to get over that? And B, but he does bring the experience to, you know, the young defenders. A bit of a Wes Morgan, if you like. He wasn't brilliant at the end of his career, as we used to call him on goal Wes. But, yeah, he wasn't at the best, but it was that experience and that fatherly figure that you could talk to the young defenders, especially if we get Nathan Collins from Burnley. So that might be a bit of an overlap one. And the last one is, of course, I like to call him God. Other people call him Jamie. Of course, Jamie Vardy, 35 years old, but no player has a better Premier League goals per game ratio than Vardy did last season. You know, he was out for virtually half the season, and yet he still had the best goals per game ratio. Harry Kane, are you watching? We do know, though, he had two of the most serious injuries of his City career last season, but his flourish at the end of the campaign showed they've not caused the big drop-off some predicted. He remains hungry, too, and is committed to keeping himself fit, making investments to have cryogenic chambers installed at his house. Oh, others thought that was so he could give Rebecca the cold shoulder. Yeah, sorry, guys. Everything points to Vardy playing on beyond next summer, being good enough to do so at City. This next campaign should not be the one where he buys out. I think what you're seeing here is, yeah, as Ant says there, Vardy the same as Evans. Definitely. What we are seeing, I do believe, is the beginning of the end. Not the end, the beginning. I think he's got his future planned out. He's got his, you know, he's dipped his toe in the water. He owns an American football club in New York. That's, I think, where he sees his future. You know, look at Christian Fuchs. You know, he finally left us, and he's got like another career now over at Charlotte FC in the States. You know, we know that the back end of our players, or players at the back end of their career, can go to America and have another couple of seasons. So he could be a bit of a player owner over there. But I don't think we're going to get the point where we see him starting every game. It might be that he does, you know, like Okazaki 60 minutes and then comes off and Daka comes on, or even Daka's starting. And I think we'll see that role reversal where Daka starts for 60 minutes, then comes off and he brings on Vardy. I mean, can you imagine being a defender thinking, for fuck's sake, we've just had Daka running it as like a bloody steam engine for 60 minutes. Good, he's going off, and now they're bringing bloody Vardy on. All his goals came against bottom five. I'm not as confident as everybody else. I presume you're talking about Vardy there, Ant. Are you? Or Rennie? Because Rennie says about Luckman. But like I say, for me, it is that starting of the end, the beginning of the end as we go down. Okay, so let's have a look what else. Leicester City, we're still trying to sell Dennis Pratt. I mean, I think that is such a shame, you know. I like Dennis Pratt. The problem is, you know, you're looking at a midfield there that was overcrowded. You know, you've got Madison, you've got Tielemans, you've got Ndidi. And you've now got Kieran Dewsbury-Hall. Where would he fit into that? I think it's a great shame we've lost him, but, you know, maybe had Tillemans left, but then again, he probably wouldn't want to come back now. But talks with Torino have broken down, so he's not going to extend his loan spell there anymore. So we are looking at another club. We're trying to do another deal for him. So he's definitely looking like he's on the way out. And City wait on Chelsea decision. City want a centre-back this summer as one of their priority deals. And in terms of what they're looking for, Chelsea's teenage starlet Levi Colwill certainly ticks the boxes. The latest reports say Chelsea are still to make a final decision on the future of the 19-year-old, just back from an impressive loan spell at Huddersfield, with the Blues trying to buy two centre-backs in the transfer market. But City not the only club keen if Chelsea do sell. Thoughts on this guy? I mean, I thought we were looking at Nathan Collins. I'm not going to be honest with you. When Tarkowski fell through, we've been linked with Nathan Collins. I know, it's a silly season. We're linked with anybody, as all clubs are, especially Newcastle. Would you take Pratt over Ericsson, says Spencer? Do you know what? No, I'm not sure. If we couldn't get Ericsson, then obviously I would take Pratt, but that wasn't the question. Ericsson's on a free. If we're having to pay Ericsson, I might have a different opinion, but Ericsson is on a free, so I would take him. And I just think Ericsson would just fit in so well, like you say, with the other Danes at the club. Hello, Facebook user. Don't know who you are. Either put your name at the end of your what you're saying. Ah, you've done that further down here. Terry on Facebook. Good evening, Terry Fuller here on Facebook. How are you and the dog? And I should say, how are the misses as well, before anybody else thinks I'm being rude. Pratt is 28, and I doubt if he wants to just sit on the bench for the rest of his career. He'd probably, no, I mean, that's fair. That's why he left, James. That is why he left. But, do you know what? He probably, you know, he's going to be saying, like, fuck the Leicester, they had me, they had the chance, goodbye. Good night, Vienna, as they say. So, you know, it's probably. Ant says here, Colwill 100%. Can you imagine? And I've got to be honest with you, this does kind of excite me. Not in a naughty way, but it does kind of excite me. Can you imagine Colwill and Fofana together? Whew. There wouldn't be many getting past them, would there, for speed? Now, that does excite me. That really does excite me. So, yes, I've got to be honest with you. Would you take, Ant, here we go, question for you, Ant. Would you take Nathan Collins from Burnley or Colwill from Chelsea? That's the question. The thing I'm worried about with the Burnley guy has been linked with Leeds as well. And if they do sell Rafinha, and obviously they've already sold what's his name to Man City? I just think they're going to have the money. They have got the money to spend, and I'm just not sure. I've said this on the last one. I'm just not sure we have. I think it would be a no-brainer for Leicester. Colwill is a Leicester type of signing. Hey, we've not done bad with Chelsea rejects before, have we? Hey, Muzzy, is it? Do you remember him? But he said he'd take Nathan Collins first, Ant. Why? Why is that? Both of them would be nice, but we know it's not going to happen. Collins over Colwill. I mean, you know, the big difference, obviously, is Collins has the Premier League experience. We know that. He has, Spencer, and we're coming on to that. What's more exciting is when I'm on the stream, Chris. So, do you what, Anthony? It's a good job they only film me from the waist upwards. Otherwise, you'd see how excited I was. Better ball player. And I think he's got that experience. So, Talk MU, good evening, sir. How the devil are you? Hope you are well. If you don't know yet, Talk MU does have his own channel now, Football versus Cancer. And, of course, we do hope there's only ever one winner in that. And so if you are, or if you've got nothing to do, get onto YouTube, get onto Twitter. It's the same name on both. and that is Football Versus Cancer. Give him a follow. The details are below in the description on YouTube if you want to look for them later. So all his details are there. So make sure you go and give him. It's a great cause. Get behind him. Get behind him. Rennie says, Dan said to his channel when he was live, he says, Nathan Collins isn't going anywhere. He's staying at Burnley. Quite possibly. Quite possibly. You know what you know what it's what these rumours are like at this time of year. Let's have a look what else is going on. I think that's probably it. Del Kateri, let's have a look. So well, what else we've got going up on the older Leicester website here? Let me just bring this up and let me also click on news now. Brendan Rodgers makes promise over glaring issue as Leicester City's pre-season begins. Brendan Rodgers to reset everything. Just looking on the news now, they're saying now, yes, about Leicester City offer. Chelsea looking at other targets as Premier League rivals seek astronomical fee for young Frenchman. Chelsea, you don't even think about Fofana. He's going to cost you more than Maguire did. What's this one here? Torino, actually, it says they're coming to London to talk with Leicester. About that, just do they know we're not in London? And apparently, Arsenal are considering Arsenal handed could price Youri Tielemans' alternative as a 17.2 million bargain emerges. Mikel Arteta could still be interested in the midfielder. Chekik Doucouré could represent. With interest to Arsenal. Don't know him at all. And that basically, I think, is going to be about it. Brendan Rodgers is about as useful as Boris Johnson. in terms of promise. I'm sure that's the only way that you meant, Ant. I'm sure that's the only way. Nippon, good evening. How the devil are you? Welcome along. If you're a Chelsea fan, get over there. And if you're a Leicester fan, make sure you follow this guy and his Leicester fan channel as well. You'll see the difference between my channel and his. His is a lot better than mine. So get over there and give Ant your support. Right, let's have a look at what else has been happening today in the general world of football. If we can get that up at all. But before we do that, should I show you how to save some money?
Leicester lead again! The goals are flowing here now!
The Leicester Till I Die shop is now open.
For all your Leicester Till I Die merchandise,
visit the Leicester Till I Die shop at our website.
Indeed, make sure that if you do need your gaming accessories, again, all these details are in the description below, but make sure you get over to Faithful Gamers and get your 10% discount by quoting what we're seeing. Introchampthere.com do great. Only $6 for some absolutely incredible videos for intros and outros, and 5% off for all members, gold members, on Leicester City, Leicester Till I Die merchandise, I should say. This is what sort of thing you can get at Intro Champ, because this is the Leicester Till I Die news. It is indeed. Brendan Rodgers said Nani made an offer from PSV. Anyway, well, let's have a look at the old Sky. Sky, there's plenty of Man United. Man United, the Young deal moving closer. Ten Hag's Man United priorities. Ronaldo is staying, apparently, and De Jong. Fernandinho to join Athletic Firenze. Former Man City midfielder Fernando is willing to join Atletico Firenze. I presume that's in South America, for a free on a two-year deal. Kelvin Phillips having already signed for Man City, of course. Peter Cech has left Southampton. Has left Chelsea. Nippon, is there going to be anybody left at Chelsea? Rats and sinking ships brings to mind. It's going to be an interesting season, this, for Chelsea. It really is, because, yes, they've got money, but is it as much money as old Abramovich was pumping in? Who knows? Who knows? And also, I've got to be honest with you, I just think he's going to have a complete overhaul. We can see a lot of the backroom staff leaving there. New owners, new regime. Botman, Sven Botman is travelling to Newcastle United today to undergo his medical. Manchester United, it said this at 10 o'clock this morning, 9:42, that Man United was still hopeful over Eriksen move. That's Scotland. We don't give a damn about Scotland. Haaland playing with his balls on the beach. I hope he doesn't get arrested. Tuchel has lost the sports structure he loved, apparently. Wade Elliott has accepted an offer to become head coach of Cheltenham Town. Paris Saint-Germain are said to be confident to tie up a new deal this week for Christophe Galtier to become their new manager following the departure of Pochettino. I wonder where Pochettino's going. And apparently this is very, very close. According to Fabio, which I'm still trying to get onto our channel soon, I'm just waiting for him to come back with a date, is Jesus what Arsenal are lacking up front? But they've agreed a deal with him in principle. So are Arsenal fans happy at last with Arteta? I mean, you've made some good signings so far this season. And you apparently aren't too happy with Odegaard and possibly Ben White, but Ramsdale was a good signing. He's moving in the right direction. And if you get this guy, I think he's a good signing for Arsenal. And then, of course, this guy, Richarlison, are considering rivaling Tottenham or Chelsea. So as one leaves, one's in at Chelsea for Everton forward Richarlison. The Blues are interested in the Brazilian as a potential replacement for Inter Milan-bound Romelu Lukaku. I've got to be honest with you, he's better than Lukaku, isn't he? Wondering what Wayne Rooney's going to be doing. Arsenal confirmed goalkeeper Matt Turner. He's signed on a long-term contract from New England Revolution to Arsenal as a backup goalkeeper. And, of course, Gareth Bale's gone to, like we said earlier, he's gone over to America. It does prolong their careers. Let's be honest with you, it does. And we said this earlier. They've now actually completed it, as has Los Angeles. Two completions there. They've signed Gareth Bale at FC Los Angeles FC, sorry. I'd say that will definitely extend his career. It'll probably be a big hit. Like, probably be a bit of a David Beckham over there. And let's be honest with you. Would you send a live in Cardiff or Los Angeles? I'll leave that one with you. That's Matt Turner. Nathan Aki could be going to Chelsea, going back to Chelsea, where he was an academy graduate. How do you think about that, Nippon? Man United have made a signing. A 16-year-old Stevenage goalkeeper. I'm saying nothing. as Calvin Phillips' move to Manchester City was recently finalised, Liverpool are confident this leaves an opening to sign Jude Bellingham. See, again, you see, why didn't Liverpool buy him when he was at Birmingham? It would have been a lot cheaper. They just don't want to risk it, do they? That's why they let us take the risk on players like Fofana, and then they come in with stupid offers. And, you know, I just, yeah, yeah. Chelsea are leading the race to sign Dembele when his contract expires at Barcelona next week. When I say Botman has arrived to do his medical. Tottenham are talking in a package deal for both Everton's Richarlison and Anthony Gordon. Gordon's a good player. Lukaku's loan move edging closer. I don't know. I mean, what a waste of space he is, really. He's in, he's out. He moves over there, he moves back. A lot of talk here, obviously, about... I can't believe Man City would let Sterling go to Chelsea. Are they so confident that he would not improve their team? I mean, and he comes in for a lot of criticism, but I'm not going to lie, he was better than Kane at the Euros. You know, he was our top goal scorer. I think it's a bad move by Man City. I really do. Sell him, yeah, sell him, but not to a rival. And Millwall are signing the Phoebe, Martial and Van de Beek among players to report for Man United pre-season. Neymar is reportedly considering leaving PSG this summer after 5 years at the club. The other day he was happy there. Celtic have set a price tag of $15 million for Josef Jovanovic, with Atletico Madrid keen on the 26-year-old. Arsenal submit a bid for Martinez. Obviously, it was in a room with no light on and no windows. Sunderland set their sights on the new Scotland call-up Ross Stewart. Newcastle will make an offer of a significant sum to sign rumoured Arsenal and Manchester United target Victor Osimhen. According to the Daily Express, the 23-year-old scored goals across all competitions last season and has 15 strikes in just 22 caps for Nigeria. Well. Arsenal have been quite quiet. They haven't. They've been really sensible. They've not been going and splashing the millions, which you could have expected them. Arsenal remain in talks to sign Martinez from Ajax. Now, this was about an hour ago, 5:15. Arsenal are close to competing Jesus deal. Man United worries on Arsenal optimism. West Ham are set for an announcement. Maybe that announcement is that they found some spare light bulbs that are working. And, of course, there we know what it is. They signed Areola. This worried me a little bit then when I saw Fulham make an offer for Pereira. Fulham made an offer for Manchester United midfield Andreas Pereira, apparently. And then we're on to Sterling. Botman completes Newcastle medical. Los Angeles confirmed Bale signing. Preston have signed goalkeeper Cornell. And there we go. I thought I saw Leicester there then, but I didn't, I don't think. So that is your news on a Monday. Let's just have a look what people have been saying in the chat. Let me just get rid of that other... there we go. They see me in my full glory. So let's just see what people have been saying in the chats while I've been going through that. PSG. James, I saw that news about Trek early. Interesting times ahead for Chelsea. I think it is. And it's kind of expected, you know. That's just, I don't know, new owners come in. Would it not be a good idea to keep some of the old staff there? And I'm not talking about playing staff. I'm talking about backroom staff. I mean, you've got to say that was the one thing with Ranieri. When he came in at Leicester, yes, he did... you know, bring his own assistant manager in, but he also kept Craig Shakespeare. So there was that continuity. Nippon, we're now following the same approach as Liverpool, smart spending and smart scouting. So what is, and not overspending, he says. It's true, yeah. I mean, you've got a rich owner, but not as rich as the last owner. So, yeah, it is all about smart spending. Message me. It's about it's over €300 for 30 minutes, Nippon. James, Richarlison will go 100%. Chelsea or Tottenham need to pay the money we want for him. Would you miss him? And what's going to happen? I mean, is it going to be a case of good he goes and he will give you money to get some better. Well, I say better. That's been unfair to him. But maybe you get a couple of players in for what you're going to sell him for. Is it the clear out that Everton need, selling you good players though? Rooney wants Premier League manager as soon as possible when he's sacked for Derby County. He could have had that though. He could have had that with Everton. So I don't necessarily think he is, Rene. I think, you know, he might be taking it seriously. Anthony Gordon won't go, not yet. He needs to prove himself more in the Premier League with us. I remember Jack Rodwell making the mistake jumping too early at a bigger club. Yes. And there was also... there was a striker you had, a young striker, and he was really getting rave reviews, and he moved. I can't think what his name is. Remind me, James, remind him. Jesus, do Arsenal is a very good deal? I think it is. But all Man City seems to be doing is selling to the nearest rivals. Confusing. Static has to go. Thank you very much, Static, for coming in. Take care, buddy, and I'll see you soon. James, I'll miss Richarlison 100%, but if we cannot give him what he wants Champions League football, and we are nowhere near that level. That's the one, James. That's the one. James Vaughan is who I was thinking of, I believe. He got a good reviews, left, and kind of did nothing, if I'm right. Could be wrong. I normally am, if let's be honest with you, I'm normally wrong on most things. I thought it was the fact that just my wife was always telling me I was wrong. Now I've split up, I'm still always wrong. So it obviously is me. I think that was him, James. Yes. We are bringing this to an end now. I thought I was going to be doing these quite sort of regularly and they would be short, but this is another one that's gone over 45 minutes. Wait till we get a Leicester signing. We'll be going on for 5 hours if we actually get a Leicester signing to talk about. I'm up with sloppy seconds, though. I know. You weren't sure what I was on about then, were you? If I can find the jingle, I'll tell you what the sloppy seconds is in a second. Blah, 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 blah. Where are we? Here we are. This is... Sloppy seconds at 9 o'clock with Dan this week while Doug is away preparing for his wedding. Dan is stepping into his very, very big boots, and we are going to be looking at the next World Cup group, which I do believe is Group D this evening. Group D. At 9 o'clock, don't move that channel dial, as they say. Here we go. James, too many injuries hampered James Vaughan's career. That was his problem. Fair enough. Rennie, we can make Eric signing next week or weeks away. In 3 days' time, on the 1st of July, he becomes officially a free agent again. And I think we might hear then, or if not next Monday, he might just take the week and the weekend. Although he obviously had plenty of time to think about it. So, come on, Leicester. All right, Casper, right, get on the phone to your Danish team at Ericsson. Remember how good I was to you in the Euros? Come to Leicester, mate. We'll look after you here. Chris, don't you worry. You'll see my rare face again. You have a better chance of that than messaging me on social media. Sorry I couldn't resist. Take care. Yeah, all the best, Static, all the best. I was impressed that you were a human being. That was all. I was not a bot. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me on another Back Pages, the transfer show here at Leicester Till I Die TV. Don't forget, you can get us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, basically everywhere. Everywhere. Twitch as well now. If you're on Twitch, you can watch us on there. James, thank you very much, mate. Cheers. And if you've been watching us on YouTube and you haven't yet, please do subscribe. And remember, smash the likes button and also click that notification bell as well. And if you've been listening, whether that be on Amazon, Apple iTunes, Google, Spotify, whatever your favorite podcast station is, thank you. Thank you so much. The listening figures are just amazing. Thank you very much. And thank you for everybody who was in the chat today. Static, as we said, Rene, James, as well. Nippon popped in. Thank you, Nippon. Ant's Leicester fan channel. Thank you very much for popping on, Ant. Spencer, thank you very much. TalkMU, don't forget his details in the description below. Football versus Cancer, get there. Make sure you give him a follow. And anybody else that I've missed out? Oh, Anthony Herbert. How could I miss Anthony Herbert out? The Southampton fan. And Doug. Doug, indeed. Doug. Who's getting married very, very soon. Thank you all so much. I will see you at 9 o'clock. We will be talking World Cup Group D. And I think Group D is that, if I remember, it's France, Denmark, Tunisia and Australia tonight. Me and Dan, father and son, what can I say? Thanks for watching, guys. See you back here at 9 o'clock. Take care. Remember, don't do anything I wouldn't enjoy. Good night now.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
For watching, these videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
Seven people on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is foul.
Sports Social Podcast Network.